What is the story behind that, the huge downtime we had when you were asking for money from the members to keep the worlds open?
The story behind that was that Avaterra obviously got itself into some severe problems, and we were promised a lot more cash from our backers, and we just didn't get it. At the last minute, and I mean the last minute, we were unable to get the funding that was promised to us. And I realized at that point, and the board of directors realized at that point, that we had to do something dramatic to keep it alive, because we were functionally out of cash.
Yeah.
At that point, the board of directors, including representatives from Fujitsu in Japan, decided to license the technology to Robert and Virtual Universe. At that point, I was actually off of the board of directors and actually had resigned from the company. And the board of directors then was dissolved, and Robert ran by himself. And I quite honestly, to this day, don't know how he managed to do it, but he managed to run it by himself for about a year. And I was off running another company, which was called Virilon, I think a lot of people know about, which was another .com that was funded by quite a number of people in the Silicon Valley. What happened was that at the back end of that year, just as Robert was starting to gain some ground, we had a real big problem with the credit card companies, that is, that Virtual Universe did. And I wasn't really aware of it because I wasn't involved in it, and all I was doing was communicating with Robert every couple of weeks by email just to ask him how things were going. But what happened was the credit card companies had a group of complaints from a small group of individuals, and those complaints caused the credit card companies to switch off the company's capability to be able to accept credit cards. So at that point, it was out of business because there was no way to generate any cash.